from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I used a word that didn't exist the last time I was on with you.
Okay. Guru does that every day.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, training camp for the Niners starts Wednesday. Guru and I will be down there at Santa Clara along with Bonte and Chasky, who are going to do the morning roast from down there. So the San Francisco 49ers season starts on Wednesday, essentially. And how are 49er fans looking at 2024? Kind of feels like nobody's gotten over 2023 yet, or 2019 yet.
There you go.
Or 2020 yet, or 2021, or the year they went 6-10 when they had injuries. But the Niners probably going to be in the mix again this year.
Yeah.
And Brock Purdy, it's the year before he gets paid. We're talking about some of the concerns you might have about the Niners. What's the thing you feel most confident in about the San Francisco 49ers?
That's a great call.
Coming into this year.
That's a great question. Christian McCaffrey. And I know you said last week, Goo, that's across the board. Everybody has to worry about injuries. But there was a point last year where we let a show off about, why is Kyle not spelling or giving relief to McCaffrey when the Niners are, you know, got the lead in hand?
Maybe because he knows certain talk show hosts harp on the fact that he's lost fourth quarter leads. So now he runs McCaffrey most of the fourth quarter so that they don't blow leads, because he knows that people are going to criticize him if he pulls McCaffrey out and they lose a late lead.
But I love you for that, but that's hogwash, because you said he doesn't listen to the crowd. You know, he don't listen. He's doing his own thing. But I do got to give you some love here. Norm just text, driving from his doctor's appointment, son, you said fed up. I told him he was wrong.
Oh, so you tell your dad the same thing you tell me.
Yeah, until Spadoni can pull it.
Love you, Norm.
Anyway. Yeah, he don't listen. Come on. But I'm worried about, run him into the ground. Because he is standing you're smiling.
I am smiling because I'm laughing, but it's a good-natured laugh. I just asked Guru what he feels most confident in. He said McCaffrey, but then it's all about your worry about McCaffrey.
Yeah,
you're just like a natural worrier, and that's why I worry about you.
Steiny, I'm just telling you, Kyle needs to improve on. If they had got the game in hand, give some other the back some spell him, man.
Would the guy who everybody rips for losing late game leads not make sure to win a game by keeping his starters in an extra couple possessions?
It's called growth, and I'm telling you, you don't want to see McCaffrey go down.
Well, let me tell you what else you don't want to see.
That is your offense.
Is Kyle lose more 10-point leads, or he'll get run out of town. Well, sometimes you got to keep your starters in to make sure you win.
You reap what you sow, brother.
More Mike Florio. Let's get into some Brandon Ayuk stuff, because Florio's been all on top of this this offseason. We're just going to start with the first one. This is Mike Florio, Pro Football Focus, on what held up the trade talks earlier with Ayuk.
I think it was the trade compensation that ultimately kept it from happening, that no one offered enough to get the 49ers to pull the trigger. And I don't know whether or not this is a situation where the 49ers had their bluff called by Brandon Ayuk's camp, because this didn't happen as a result of Ayuk wanting to be traded. That happened recently with the formal request to be traded. Back before the draft, it was he wanted to be paid a certain amount of money. The 49ers didn't want to pay it. And at some point, it was decided, let's see if someone else will pay him what the 49ers won't. The 49ers authorized that effort, and they found out that there were five teams that were willing to pay the 49ers, or to pay Ayuk, excuse me, what the 49ers wouldn't pay him. And, you know, at some point, you got to wake up if you're Jed York or Parag Marate or John Lynch, whoever's got the fingers on the purse strings. If there are five other teams that recognize the value in Brandon Ayuk to the point where they'll pay him what the 49ers want and give something up to get him, even if it wasn't sufficient to get the deal done. At some point, you got to look at that and go, yeah, we should probably just pay this guy what he wants, because other teams view him with more value than we do.
And I think the Niners know, they're going to make him play on that fifth year. They don't want, they know his worth. They don't want to meet his asking price up until today. But there's no doubt in my damn mind that they know they need Brandon Ayuk to win a Super Bowl.
I don't think you can say that unequivocally.
Because
I don't think, if you ask Kyle Shanahan, hey, if we don't have Ayuk this year, are we out of it? He's not going to say they have no chance to win a Super Bowl without Ayuk.
But it becomes more difficult for everybody.
Probably.
Okay, he deserves that, Ayuk.
But, I mean, like a lot of times in sports, sometimes you make a move and everybody thinks it's not going to work, and then you realize you don't miss the guy as much as you think. And I don't know that's going to happen with Ayuk. But I do think it's interesting that the 49ers are being questioned now, when I'm starting to think all along they weren't going to pay Ayuk.
And that's their prerogative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
it looks like that's how it's going to, again, Wednesday, what's he going to do? What is Brandon Ayuk? I mean, he's mentioned the teams, but if the Niners really thought this relationship was over and they wanted to sever it, Stani, he would have been traded.
Yeah, see, I don't think so. I don't. Because they apparently, according to NBC Sports Boston, the 49ers did have a deal for Ayuk with the Patriots earlier this offseason. The Patriots are willing to pay Ayuk and give up a second round pick, which was pick number 34, and the Niners said no. But
Brandon's better than that, the 34th pick. You know, when you would, like, for the immediate, they're trying to cash
in right
now.
That's almost the first round pick.
But Ayuk, see, we think different on how good Ayuk is.
Well, apparently, you think differently than the 49ers think Ayuk is, because
right now, because they could just be playing hardball and give him his money here in the next couple weeks.
Why would they do that? That's what I don't understand. If they are at an impasse, why wouldn't they just get it done now?
But if you look at their track record, we talked about it, that's just how they do their business. What's the Bob Myers thing, Stani? You don't have to do anything until you have to? And maybe that's what they're doing.
But I don't understand, and I get it. They've signed guys late
in the
process.
What do you gain? Is that what you're saying? What
yes.
do you gain by doing it this way?
Yes. I mean, if you think you're going to give them two or three extra million a year, why wouldn't you just do it now? To me, I think there's more going on here with Brandon Ayuk. And I don't know if what he did in the offseason is affecting how they want to deal with him now. But, I mean,
That's a fair question.
I think if we got Kyle Shanahan in here and talk honestly, he would bring up the fact that the 49ers have a lot of work to do with their salary structure moving forward. And I believe that the 49ers, at least at this point, have prioritized certain guys over other guys. And Some people don't like to hear it, but Ayuk isn't the biggest priority on this team. That became odd. For goodness sake, they did a redeal with Christian McCaffrey before they even
in the middle of the
approached,
night.
Approached Brandon Ayuk. Yeah. So maybe we need to start thinking that Kyle and Lynch don't think as highly of Ayuk as Ayuk thinks about himself.
I got to say this to that, Stoney. That did happen. But when you're talking about the best player on your team, who I believe McCaffrey is, I wouldn't tell Ayuk to jump off a bridge because they re-up the best player on the team. It's almost like get in where you fit in. And technically, they don't have to pay Ayuk. And you're right. They know the numbers crunch where they're at. But Brandon, I would do the exact same thing in a violent sport that could be over in a millisecond. I get him not feeling comfortable. He's got too much the risk going out there and maybe
for 14 million.
Well, see, yeah. Now I feel like I'm Sprewell saying that ain't enough. I need to feed my family. I'm not. But good organizations don't do their business by making IU go out here this year.
Well, the Warriors basically did the same thing to a legend in Klay Thompson. They basically said, yeah, we don't want you back, even at a real nice number.
But a lot of people understood
and the Warriors
that.
They may do it with Kuminga, too.
But, Brent, well,
they're in the same spot.
I guess I feel I know more about Brandon's talent than Kuminga's.
Okay, and maybe they do, too, and that's why they're not paying him.
You really believe that?
I believe that they don't think as highly of him as you do. Isn't that obvious? If they thought he was in Justin Jefferson's league, if they thought he was in the league of the other guys who got paid big money,
I guess,
then
yeah.
I do think it would be a no-brainer to pay him up there with the top three wide receivers. But the reality is they're a running football team. The reality is that McCaffrey's going to touch it 25 to 30 times a game. And the bottom line is, Brandon Ayuk, how many catches did he have? 75?
1,300 yards.
75 catches in 17 games? Yeah. I mean, do the math.
But what was it?
Five catches a game.
60% of his casts were first downs. And touched.
Nice.
Like, he's
dynamite.
Like, when he catches it, it's a big deal. But, Stoney, you mentioned Justin Jefferson. Who is his equal? But my point is, he's your Justin Jefferson. And like Austin from San Jose said, Stoney, he kept your season alive in the playoffs.
Well, that's
like,
what you say. And Austin,
I don't
believe it.
But you saw the catch against the Lions. It changed the game.
It didn't. Okay. And he had a terrible postseason overall. This is what we can go back and forth on.
No, the offense had a terrible.
And he's part of the offense.
He was the best part of it.
Oh, he was the best part of the 49er offense in the playoffs?
No, he wasn't. In the Super Bowl, he was open.
Okay, so now he's open all the time.
He was open in the Super Bowl. I'm not saying he's perfect, but you're talking like he did something wrong.
He didn't have a good postseason.
And I don't think Kyle did either. It's a collective.
Well, Kyle's under contract for 5 years. Ayuk's still got a career in front of him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got me with that.
I don't understand. Now,
you just think differently of Brandon's talent, you and I.
And I think he's fine. Yeah. I don't think he's the best receiver in football.
Would you say I'm not alone that a lot of people think highly of Ayuk?
I think highly of Ayuk, but I don't think I'd pay him $28 million. And I don't like.
Well, would you get a deal done, or would you run him out here on a? Would you do what it looks like they're trying to do?
Probably.
That would be cold.
If the 49ers as an organization have made a determination that right here, right now, this year, they can't afford to pay Brandon a $28 or $30 million, then that's the decision they've come to. And now the ball's in his court. Well, I mean, if you're the 49ers, you could just say, our team's set. Brandon should be coming back on a $14 million deal, and we'll figure it out next year. And you know what? If you want to go that route, all the more reason not to pay him this year. Because I don't know. Why didn't he have a great postseason?
That is my quote. Yeah, well, just putting it on him.
Okay, well, if it's Purdy's fault, then why would you pay Purdy? If it's Ayuk's fault, why would you pay Ayuk? If the offense looked pedestrian in the postseason, why would you pay them both? Is my question. Like, you have
well, the
to,
fear would be if you lose one, then how are you worse than pedestrian? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know. But I mean, if I, you know, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, but if you're harping on the fact that the 49ers offense was pedestrian in the playoffs and you have your starting quarterback you got to pay in the next year, and your ostensibly your number one receiver, why would you pay them both if the offense has been ordinary in the postseason? Like, I think it's a fair question.
Well, then when I guess the next one, my follow-up, Stoney, would be when they drafted Pearsall, forget the contracts, what did that indicate? Do you think, I'm just thinking now, they thought they might need some more firepower? Because I thought Debo and Ayuk would suffice. I think that's a great tandem, sprinkled in with Juwan Jennings, but maybe they're telling you what I guess I'm not afraid to ask. Why would you think you needed help in this area? Maybe that draft pick is them telling us we don't have enough at the wide out position.
I think what they're telling you is we're a football team that, unlike a few others, we cannot pay two wide receivers more than $24 million a year. How come? Well, because we have the highest paid running back in the league. We have the highest paid defensive end in the league. We've got the highest paid guard in the league. I mean, maybe they just can't pay Brandon Ayuk, and it's the NFL's version of the second apron. What are you going to do? I don't know, but I got to believe that something has been prioritized in the 49ers front office, and we're kind of seeing it play out. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers start training camp on Wednesday. We'll see if Brandon Ayuk is there. And the question I have for 49er fans going into the season is, how hopeful are you? What are you most concerned with? What are you most confident in with the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah.
What's the one thing the 49ers can hang their hat on? To me, it's Christian McCaffrey at running back, and I think Kyle Shanahan's proven he's a pretty darn good coach and he can make this team competitive as long as they've got some pieces. And they've been to four NFC championship games in the last 5 years, and they'll try it again this year.
Look at you.
And they'll be in the mix again this year, you hope.
Yeah, our boy Willard just texted in, Stoney. He texted us, Pearsall is one of their replacements. That's why he was picked. So you might be on to something. We'll see it play out. But I'm just saying, as it stands right now, you need Brandon Ayuk on your football team rather than go with the Juwan Jennings / Pearsall model running a rookie out there. That's how I would do it.
Okay, well, the 6'5".
And they're
going
to make him play on that fifth. Like, that's how it's going to pop off.
The 6'5". You know what? We don't know that yet, but it looks like it's possible. 6'5", this is for you. Why the hell would you pay $52 million in salary a year to two wide receivers when you're a run-first team? And that's the practical way I think the 49ers are looking at it. Nothing personal, but we've got a guy that we rely on more than anybody else, and we can't have a $20 million running back and two $25 million receivers, especially when we know we got to pay the quarterback in a year.
Yeah, but how many times or conversations did we have where we thought Brandon would get paid this offseason? They trade Debo. Like, that was an option.
Well, what we're finding out is I don't think the 49ers want to trade guys. Mm. They don't. They're like Danny Ainge. They don't want to trade with you. They want to hose you. And other teams don't want to get hosed. I mean, if you really didn't want Brandon Ayuk, or let's say you didn't want to pay Brandon Ayuk, well, then why wouldn't you taking the 34 pick?
Yeah, and, no and, doubt. No, man.
And in, with the New England Patriots. This is...
Man, just think about that.
This is more Mike Florio about the 49ers maybe wanting to kick the can down the road.
Debo may be gone. Kittle may be gone. And I think they were hoping to kick the can for one more year, see what Ayuk can do, maybe if they start to make him more like one or 1B as the receiver instead of number two. Can he be the number one guy in the offense at that position? And then you pay him after this season. I think they really wanted to if they could have, and they still might be able to pull it off. If they draw a hard line and Ayuk eventually caves, they get him for $14.1 million this year. They can make a decision after this season. But I think that's where it all comes from. You've got a team that you're trying to get the most out of what you have left now, and lay the foundation for the future. And the key bridge piece is Brandon Ayuk, if they could keep him for 14-1. And he decided not to go along with that.
Well, Mike Florio, Pro Football Focus.
And, you know, I'm hearing a lot. Obviously, I'm not.
Pro Football Talk. No, my bad.
Go ahead. I'm hearing a lot of they're the 32nd, you know, in regard to rate passing team in the league. Stani, would you give me 25 to 30 passes a game for the Niners? Those are that to me is a whole lot of passing. And it could come at a time where you need that big third down. You need that big catch. Everybody knows you're not going to run. You need it. So for the people that are coming at me almost like vultures, Stani, saying, oh, Pat, we're a run-first team. Okay, but you still need to throw the pigskin to move the chains. That's wins your games. I'm not saying I'm a shortchange or budget at the wideout position.
They're not shortchanging. They're paying a guy $24 million already who's a wide receiver.
I just think I love Debo is better. And man.
Yeah, I mean, here's the other thing that I don't know. Maybe he's in the 49ers plan. Okay, so they, in theory, are deciding this year whether they have their franchise quarterback or not.
Right.
And they're also deciding whether they have their number one receiver or not. Why don't you wait to pay them both? See what happens this year. See how Purdy plays. See how Ayuk plays. Go win a Super Bowl. You both get paid.
You very well, maybe. That's what it looks like we're staring like at why the more I think of it.
Like, if you don't think Brock Purdy is going to be your franchise quarterback, like, in a way, I understand not paying Ayuk right now. Maybe they want to get those two guys in the same year for their contracts because they want... If both those guys are compatible with each other, then we'll break them both off at the end of this upcoming year, and there'll be a tandem for the next 5 years. But maybe Kyle Shanahan's saying, I don't know how good of a tandem they are.
Man, I'll say this to you before we go to break, Stani. Rest in peace, OJ. But I think Brandon thought he had juice to play this card, and right now it not work. And I know you don't have the numbers in front of you, but how many times do we see guys play this card, think they have the juice, and get Mutombo'd? So I don't know if Brandon has a false sense of self-worth or he thinks he's better than he is, but I just, man, just think about how he's feeling. And I know it's a business, Donnie, that he played this card, and right now it looks like, hey, buddy, we ain't got to pay you till next year. You need to show up and ball out.
Why anybody on an NFL contract thinks they have juice is beyond me. Mm-hmm. In the NFL, without guaranteed contracts. And I don't know that he's done anything yet the only card he played was the same card that Debo played, and it worked for Debo. So, I mean, we got to figure out what happens.
It did work for Debo.
Patrick's in San Bruno. What's up, Patrick? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Enjoying the sunshine?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're inside, but yeah.
Signy, you know, I tell you, I got to agree with you 100%, and I'm going to tell you why. Number one, the 49ers, as you know, don't like whiners. And this guy's been whining. He's been on social media. And even as a devoted 49er fan, I'm kind of sick of him, to be honest with you. And number two, I agree with you. I don't think he's a top-tier wide receiver. He's a good one, but I agree with you. During the playoffs and the Super Bowl, the guy disappeared, you know? And number three, on the flip side, I think the Niners are looking at it just like you said, very pragmatically. He's got 1 year left. Let's feel him out. Let's see what he does, and then we'll make an assessment at the end of the season. There's no need for this team to panic at all. And the fourth thing I'm going to say is we need to also focus on the fact that there's great – quarterbacks out there like Burrow and Mahomes that tore us apart last year, and the Niners might be thinking, hey, some of the money we're going to pay these two wide receivers, $55 million this year, we might want to not have one of them and invest it in our secondary where I think we really need the help. Well, because we're facing some great, great, great quarterbacks.
I think that's a good point. Maybe the 49ers, I mean, I think it's obvious their priorities are what they are, and right now, Ayuk's not a priority at the number that he wants to be a priority at. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, where are we with Brandon Ayuk? What do you pay him? Is he the biggest concern for your team right now? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Goo, what are you looking at tonight?
You know what I'm looking at, Stoney? Prize Picks. I love it. I've been winning, and it's America's number one fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike those other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the moolah roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks. Get this. With as little as 4 correct picks, you can turn $10 into $1,000. Let's go. Tonight, I got Blake Snell in L.A. facing the Vaunted Dodgers with more than 4.5 strikeouts. Let's go ahead, Blake. Download the Prize Picks app today and use my code GURU957 for a direct deposit match. That's code GURU957 on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. Is that easy? Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Looking for lifelong financial guidance? Look no further than Pettinelli Financial.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.